the person, the vocalist is Mojgan Shajarian. They are going to be touring with Sorvad Ensemble. Mojgan Shajarian, who is coming with Pejman Haddadi, a wonderful drummer. And also they're coming, they're starting their tour here in Denver upon the invitation of their oud player, who is a good friend of ours. And his name is Sirvan Manhubi, with other wonderful musicians on the Camanche and Santor. So they are starting the tour from Denver, and their vision is basically taking back the tradition of Iranian traditional music and also folk music as our heritage music. So this is music that is based on the Radif mode. So to explain it a little bit more, the poetry is based on the poetry of the famous poets, and also some of the songs are very old songs that were sang in villages, and some of them were not even recorded. Some of them have been recently recorded. Some of them may have been recorded several years ago, or maybe 20, 30 years ago. So that is their base. And their vision is that they would like to introduce this type of music to newcomers, so people who are, to Americans, to non-Iranians, to even the next generation of Iranian Americans who are new to this. That's quite exciting to be able to present this type of music and modality. Also, what we're very excited about is to reintroduce this to Iranians, to people of Iranian heritage, because over the years, over the last 40, 45 years that we have lived here, many of us have moved away from this tradition of music. Some of us may not find this music, maybe we may have not found it dynamic enough or maybe relatable enough. So maybe we have gone more toward Western music or different genres of music. So we would like to introduce this type of music back to people of our own heritage as well. So Mojgan Shajarian is the daughter of the Ustad Shajarian, who has been, anybody who has been to Iran or has been around Iranians knows Ustad Shajarian. All of them, actually, his son, also Humayun, is actually a vocalist within the same tradition. So a very famous musical family in Iran.
I know that there's a story it's reality, that when he was in the hospital, people came outside the hospital and sang a song to him.
Yes, and actually, this was not anything practiced or anything that was staged. You know, people just showed up there and they started singing this very famous poetry and this famous song called Morgh-e Sahar. And a lot of times you see that within people of Iranian culture and in Iran or even in diaspora, you see that people get together in house parties or events or even at maybe demonstrations, and all of a sudden spontaneously they start singing a song together, or maybe they start playing a musical instrument. So that's a big part of our culture.
Let's talk a little bit about the classical and the folk. Iranian music has an undeniably tie to the region's literature and poetry. You can't talk about the music without talking about the poetry, because even if we read poetry by Rumi or Hafiz, it's musical, it flows. It's not that you just read it, you flow with it.
What we are hoping to do at the concert, and also in general, whenever we present our arts through different presentations and through different exhibits, what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect our audiences to art forms that are stemmed from thousands of years of history and culture. There are a lot of satisfying elements that are really helpful when they enter people's lives that I think that the Persian culture beautifully presents. You know, there are qualities of reflection, perseverance, and most important, love and unity that you can hear through these magical ancient instruments and poems. A lot of times you can read poems of Hafez. I mean, Hafez was writing poetry after the Arab conquest. So you can hear all the undertones of how it is to live after being attacked, after so many things have been taken away from you. It's not every day that you can be in Colorado and you can get to listen to the sounds of santur and camanche and daf and oud and all of that. And all those musical instruments, when they come together, they have this amazing vibration and effect that everybody and anybody can enjoy. This type of music belongs to all of us. It's not just for the Iranians or people of Iranian descent. This type of music is part of our collective history and our collective heritage.